the majority of them didn't have an email address. So what we decided, well, okay, well, let's just still segment it, put it into the high spenders. And then one of my CAs who was staying at home, she just rang them. And she literally went through the whole list we gave her. And I can't remember the exact numbers, but we're about under 100 reactivated old patients.
And then I just want to have one other person just to share quickly with you, because he would often say that he always jokes and he says, Ryan, I've only implemented like 3% or 5% of everything you teach us, but boy, it's working. But what he doesn't always mention, he's quite humble, is that he's missed the consistency when it comes to this specific strategy. So where's Ed? Ed, if you are online, can you unmute yourself if you will?
There we go. I'm unmuted. Can you hear me?
Awesome. So Jack, can you just open up my screen so I can see Ed? I can't see Ed. So if you go to the top for me, Jack. Oh, there we go. Ed, good to see you. Good to see you. Everybody give Ed a wave.
Hi, everyone.
So Ed practices in Ireland and also just rocking it right now. And maybe you can tell us a little bit about what lockdown's been like for you and how's practice been since you've been easing back into things.
So we've been open proper hours for 2 weeks. We were opening the odd morning before that. We were shut down properly for really 3 weeks, I suppose 4 weeks maybe, before we started opening up a bit. And let's just say the last 2 weeks we've been open have been our two busiest weeks of the year.
That's insane.
Which is pretty good. I was pretty happy.
Yeah, sure. That's amazing. So tell us, one of the things I wanted to ask you about, again, I would follow Ed and he does some amazing things, but one of the things that you don't even realize quite just how, or a lot of this, when we talk about it, maybe you realize a little bit more. But Ed, how many emails, so how often do you send an email to your database?
So we were just doing the regular weekly Seinfeld emails, but since lockdown, so since March, since St. Patrick's Day, I've done 73 daily emails, but also a daily video as well. So 73 videos and 73 emails every single day.
That's insane. So that's the thing. I know, okay, so I taught you a reactivation strategy today, okay? But what's so powerful is that a problem is never the problem. So the more you talk to your list, the more you talk to your patient base, the more you can talk to them, which I love. And Ed is really a bit of a student of the game when it comes to this stuff. So I love Ed, you've got some killer subject lines. So the courage, really, the only reason I wanted to get Ed and Anna on is really to give you the courage to understand that, listen, actually, give us some feedback there. How did you get around the fear potentially of sending your list regular communication? Because that's a bit of a fear that most people have.
I sort of thought, because going back about a year and a half ago, you just were stressing the point of talking to your list. And I suppose I just sort of started getting into it. And then it does get easier. But really, I think what Anna was just saying is that most of the time my emails are complete bullshit. And it's just, I'm just talking about silly things that are happening at home, cutting the kid's hair, making a disaster of it, out in the garden, all this stuff. And then I do then segue into something that's slightly more sensible. Yes. But, you know, like, I know that the original Seinfeld emails were meant to be always selling something. But for me, it was all part of just building that relationship. And
yes,
the amount of comments that I get, just about even me having a glass of wine every single night, like most of my patients think I'm an alcoholic now, but it's a bit of fun. It's just a bit of banter. Everything's that's happening, and it's been phenomenal, you know.
And listen, the way the world's changing, which is so interesting. I'm so glad you said that, Ed. The world's changing so much, you know, in that now if you look at what's doing well online, it's the raw cut back version of ourselves. It's really like, you know, cutting down those filters, et cetera. And it's also bringing some of your character into it. So now people can relate with you. And they probably come to practice, they have a joke with you about it. What wine did you have this week? And next thing that'll happen, guys, when you bring your character into your businesses, they'll start giving you gifts on either the things you say you hate or the thing they say you love. So if you say you love, you'll start getting red wine and things like that. And that's just kind of like a bit of a indication that you've started to like connect with them on a different level that's more personable, and it's way less about subluxation and those things that are so important, but people are more focused, they're more often more focused on who you are as a person. And I just had an interesting fact for you guys. I once heard this statistic. What's the one thing that all Marvel characters have in common? They all have flaws. You know, Spider-Man's a bit weird, like a bit funny with girls. But, you know, we've got Kryptonite with Superman. And everyone has like a character flaw or a challenge or something that you know, their weak point. And it really goes to the deep psychology of understanding that people want, we're all flawed in some way, shape or form. So people want to be able to relate with someone. Would you agree?
Oh, totally.
Okay, awesome. Well, listen, one tip for everyone listening right now. What's the one thing you'll look back at lockdown and go, oh my word, I'm so glad. I'd love to talk to you about, you had a, just to show how powerful your database is, you had a whole list of files, like the dentist story, that weren't on your email list, your database. So you want to tell us about that a bit?
Yeah, so actually for the first 3 weeks, like we've been using paper and pen for years. I've been here 25 years. And we have, at the minute, we've got, 32 filing cabinets. And we went through every single one of those, put them onto Practice Hub. And we realized that the intent was to segment the list into the certain groups. We realized that probably the majority of them didn't have an email address. So what we decided, let's just still segment it, put it into the high spenders. And then one of my CAs who was staying at home, she just rang them. And she literally went through the whole list we gave her. And I can't remember the exact numbers, but we're about under 100 reactivated old patients that are booked in the diary. And that's the reason why we're hitting our high numbers over the last 2 weeks.
So is that
we haven't even started your email campaign yet. So we had 12 RFPs, every week now, and we're doing that for the next however many weeks. So we can't even start the proper campaign, the email one, even though just because of that.
It's so funny. When I jumped on a call with you, I know, and one of the things we're talking about is how new patient acquisition channels are going to be, they're going to change a lot for us. And I know one of the strategies that we were both doing prior to the lockdown was driving people to talks within our practices. And actually, we jumped on a call and we joked and we said, you're done for the rest of the year. Like, that marketing strategy is your new patient acquisition channel for the rest of the year. And if you want to branch out, you could. But I do believe that in some way, shape, or form, what we can all learn from Ed is every one of us in our practices has that same gold mine, if you will, sitting there. How old would you say some of those files were that weren't on the system?
We had a guy in last week. He hadn't been here for 15 years.
Wow. So most people would give up on that. So most people wouldn't even send that email to someone who hasn't been here for 15 years. So just guys, like, really, I mean, this is stuff working right now in the practices. And like, you know, even the fact, you know, someone might say, well, why would someone come back if they haven't been in for 15 years? And the general consensus, this is very powerful, maybe to the point, to exactly why Ed has succeeded and why Anna has succeeded, is the number one reason that people don't come back to any business is different to what you may think. Most people think it's because they're unhappy with the service, they haven't got the result they wanted. But statistically, they often show that in some way, shape, or form, they were embarrassed. And by simply communicating with your database effectively and a lot, you just decrease that you're given the permission to come back into the practice in any way, shape, or form. So I hope you guys all learned something from there. Give me a hand up if you guys learned something from Ed and from Anna. Ed, listen, I thank you so much for spending time with us today. And guys, I hope you at least got two or three strategies just from Anna and Ed, and it's working right now. Please reach out to them and follow them online. They're absolute rock stars. Please give them a virtual round of applause. Ed, thank you so much, dude. You're such a legend. We love and appreciate you both. And I really appreciate you taking the time of your day to be with us today. So awesome. Good job, guys. Hey guys, thanks for watching the video. I hope it was helpful. If you haven't yet subscribed, please subscribe, hit the like button, and share the video or leave a comment. It really means a lot to me. Also,
If you haven't subscribed, my statistics show that over 70% of you that watch my videos aren't subscribed. Hit the subscribe button. You do not want to miss the practice growth strategies I'm going to be teaching over the next couple of months. See you on the other side.